State media, China beat coronavirus due to its powerful and efficient political system. By John Hayward on January 4, 2021. China's state-run Global Times on Sunday published its latest argument that the Wuhan coronavirus demonstrated the superiority of Chinese Communist Party, CCP, authoritarianism over all other forms of government. A recurrent, and insistent, theme in CCP propaganda ever since China became confident it could escape blame for spreading the disease around the world. Sunday's editorial included one of the bluntest arguments in favor of fascism published since the early days of World War II. China was able to handle the pandemic better than the West due to its powerful and efficient political system with strong mobilization capability that enables the country to devote all-out efforts to win the combat and making correct decisions to prioritize people's lives. Some Western governments opted to prioritize economic activities or so-called human rights or freedom, which in fact cause obstacles for epidemic prevention. There exists an undisputed common sense among Chinese people to respect the science and collectivism, as well as mutual trust between the government and the people that allows the whole country to work together, rather than being divided and fighting each other, said experts. With growing confidence, China has held greater responsibility. Chinese national leader has promised the world that China made COVID-19, coronavirus, vaccines will be public goods. And some countries like Turkey, Indonesia, Brazil, the United Arab Emirates, and Egypt have already received shipments of vaccines from China or are cooperating with China to conduct trials of the vaccine. The Global Times went on to celebrate other dubious propaganda achievements, such as China supposedly eradicating poverty, and anticipated China would play a leading role in helping other countries win the fight against COVID-19 and restore the global economy in the year ahead. China is now well honed to defeat the virus. The nation has the collective steel will to fight against the once-in-a-century pandemic, and the scientific and technological capability to stifle the menace, a Chinese epidemiologist was quoted as saying. The article concluded by noting China could face more unexpected challenges in 2021. But the risks have been reduced because the U.S. knows where the bottom line is and how to gamble with China without increasing the risks of a war in theaters like Taiwan and the South China Sea. And because the Biden administration will be more mature than the Trump administration. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi sounded similar notes in an interview with state television Monday, declaring that China-U.S. relations have come to a new crossroads, and a new window of hope is opening. We hope that the next U.S. administration will return to a sensible approach, resume dialogue with China, restore normalcy to the bilateral relations, and restart cooperation, Wang said, delivering a parting shot at the Trump administration for allegedly trying to suppress China and start a new Cold War.